Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Name me!
I name you Chami. It is death.
She goes to stab Buggles.
Buggles, no!
No.
Worthy.
Come on, man. She takes like a stance, or she took a stance?
All right, Talitha is going to double move and then take a single strike.
As you move there, she zips down.
Okay.
Fruitlessly take two actions to run up to her.
Fruitless.
Unless she blinks.
And she boom, appears next to Brother Amius.
Asta is going to run.
As you move there, it zips and appears behind Buggles.
It can't be flanked. We're playing cat and mouse. Shadow
Kitsune creature. And Shay.
Classic case of Kitsune and Shay.
Keeper, no, you cannot let Buggles fall. He's too important to the future.
So then the other thing we could do is all move up on her. And then we shoot her with range.
Boom. His eyes flash red. Boom. The globe of fire swirls
yes!
around him.
I burned a witch.
7 piercing along with 3 cold.
Oh.
Would you care to guess how many hit points I had left?
Let's say 10.
You'd be right.
Oh jeez.
Let me guess. So Sydney 9.
So you're.
Talitha goes down yet again. Yes. One down, 4 to go. They are mine, and you are finished.
I smash! The Shadow Lady!
You are so due for a natural 20, Kate. I mean it.
Hurry up and pass!
Natural 20!
And you kill her.
The adventure continues. Now.
The Glass Cannon Podcast. You know, it must have been like a month ago, old Joe O'Brien over here comes in with a, looks like a sign-up form, and I see the logo for the Girl Scouts on it. Now, mind
Girl
you,
Scouts of America.
Whatever. This was like the 4th sheet he's brought in the past year.
It's our 5th line of defense.
Fucking
nationally.
Sugary treats. And so I see it going around and I'm like, I'm going to ignore it for as long as possible. See if I can get out of here without buying any fucking cookies. Not that I don't want to support.
The Girl Scouts of America.
I don't care about them. I'm doing it for Gwen.
Those girls need rifles.
But
how are they going to defend the border?
No ammo.
I don't want the cookies. You know what I mean? I know you can do the option to donate, but nobody does that. You buy the
People
cookies and you eat them. And I don't want them. I don't want the cookies. Well, finally they came in today and I'm excited to have them, but like I just don't need all these extra calories.
I'll take them.
Serving size 2 cookies, 140 calories and 300 ingredients. And mind you, these have gotten smaller over the years. The Samoas when I was a kid, oh now they call them Caramel Delights.
It's a different bakery.
Oh, it's like
oh, no. They different changed bakery. Their
depending
distributor.
On what your supplier was.
In Massachusetts, it was Samoas. But anyways, they were bigger, and the packages were bigger. And they were probably not made with like recycled plastic.
You sound like an 80-year-old man.
I was just saying,
I know these cookies used to be bigger.
I forgot to congratulate you on your 79th birthday. Happy birthday, Troy.
Now they're small and they've got all these chemicals in them. GMOs and whatnot. I don't know what's in there.
Back in my day, the Samoas were natural.
What? Back in my day, they didn't tell us what the chemicals were.
You didn't put a capital letter in the middle of a word.
You're gonna, what are we, Dutch?
You're going to love that after this recording session. You're going to love a little snack.
I don't understand. What are you complaining about?
What are you complaining about?
You love sweets.
I can't remember what I was.
You're like addicted to sweets.
If you don't want them, shouldn't you want there to be less of it?
I think he wanted them. He just...
If they're loaded with chemicals, isn't it better that there's less?
It's less. Here's the thing.
Like many Troy complaints, this is not a complaint about the Girl Scouts or the Caramel Delights or Samoas. It's a complaint about Troy that he's projecting onto the rest of us.
I'm just having a conversation with my friends, I thought. But I guess I can't.
I guess I can't be open and honest.
I guess this isn't a place where
this
I feel safe.
A safe space.
I don't feel safe. I'm unsafe. An unsafe old man.
Sure. And I'm scared.
After eating a box of those, for sure.
You know, I buy the thin mints, and I don't even like these. I feel like you have to
like
buy
those
thin mints.
I don't like the thin mints.
They're fucking gross. And they changed these, too. They never used to have little dots on them.
Yes, they did.
They always did.
Not you can make those America.
Just take some fucking AIM toothpaste, spread it out, let it dry overnight, and then put a fucking Hershey's Kiss on it.
It's toothpaste.
That's all it is.
Eat a bunch of chocolate and then brush your teeth. That's what a thin mint is.
What is this blasphemy? You put them in the freezer.
Yeah, that's the best
you
way.
Put
you
them
just
in
broke
the
a whole sleeve.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I'm there going
any
to the
food
fashion.
Where you have to do tricks with it to make it edible isn't.
Yeah, if you put them in the freezer and then...
If I eat them regularly, I still eat the whole box. If I put them in the freezer, they just are really cool.
Now, peanut butter patties, these are the shit.
Those are
my favorite. They're the best.
I don't have a bad word to say about peanut
tag-alongs
butter patties.
Tagalongs are dope.
I like that we're basically
tag-along.
We're basically dumping all of our sponsors. This podcast now brought to you by the Girl Scouts of America.
Yeah, why don't we hit them up?
Yeah, they're in the business of giving out cash.
We've done more for them in the past 5 minutes than they've ever done for us.
We're definitely sponsoring them.
Hey, were you a Girl Scout?
No.
Are you now?
No. Why were you?
You never were? Yeah.
Oh.
Were you a brownie as well?
Yeah.
Were you a daisy?
Is that before brownie?
Yeah.
Were you a communist?
I don't think...
Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Girl Scouts?
Who's my Bible?
Party.
I see your name listed here under an sign-in sheet for a meeting of the daisies.
That was
Sir,
not. That
at
was
long
not
last.
I was there simply to support a friend. I have nothing to do with it. I was never a daisy myself.
Gave money to the daisies.
I never gave money to the daisies.
Did you sling cookies in your day?
Yeah, we used to. Well, back in the day, we used to stand outside grocery stores. We would stand outside like the Walmart,
yeah,
or the ShopRite.
Yeah, they were at my grocery store this week.
Yeah, we'd set up our table, and you have to do it. You have to like do a certain number of hours.
Yeah,
Girl Scout is all about like volunteering.
Panhandling.
Yes.
Yes. That's panhandling.
You're
organized
selling
panhandling.
You're selling something. It's goods and services for exchange for currency.
You're selling something no one needs.
But it is funny.
Everyone wants.
But everyone wants it.
They really do tell the girls, though. They're like, we need this money. Like, our troop needs this money. Otherwise, we can't continue.
This is how America works.
We might have to end our troop. And then you're like, oh, but I like being in Girl Scouts. Okay, I'll sell 30 boxes of cookies myself. In front of ShopRite from 8 a.m.
So that's how you did it. You didn't like you didn't get send like mom or coworkers
dad. No.
To like, yeah.
Because they really incentivize like you have to go stand outside in the cold and ask strangers for money.
It always is cold.
It's always cold.
Girl Scouts cookie season is cold. It's cold time.
But now as an adult, unlike Troy, this is awesome. Joe came in today and I'm like, I forgot about these cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, not me. I knew it was cookie day. I've been waiting for this for weeks.
It made my day. I'm very happy. So thank you, Gwen, and thank you, Joe. Thank you, Girl Scouts.
A lot of seed oils in here.
You know what else is funny? That like you hate Thin Mints, and yet you requested the box color be the background for today's episode.
I did. I said I wanted to.
Can we get a thin mint? We're in the thin lands.
We're in the thin lands.
Make it make sense.
Thin Mints for the thin lands.
Thin Mint lands. There's the title.
Bam. Oh, that's it.
Thanks, Kate.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Well, we'll have to put this episode in the freezer for it to be good. And edible.
Kate, what are your thoughts on capitalism?
Oh my God. You know what? I think we need to go to a commercial or some shit.
Why did you hate Girl Scouts when you were a kid?
Just the thought of having to go outside and like interact with the general public like is my nightmare, especially when I was younger and I didn't have the social skills that I have today that I developed over time in blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, no, there was no way I was doing that.
Okay.
I agree with you there. Is there a Girl Scout equivalent? Because like for the boys, it's like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts. Is there a girl Eagle Scout?
Girl, lady, woman?
There is. It might just still be called Girl Scouts.
A Phoenix Scouts.
But you know what? Yeah. You know what sucks?
Like that.
What I was going
to
say.
Kill them. And then they get to come back.
You have to kill every girl.
The ritual at the end of their Girl Scout tenure.
They are a Phoenix.
That's why there's so few Phoenix Scouts. That's right.
So do you want to move on to the next level? All right, Stan, please lie down in this pentagram.
So how many of your friends became Phoenixes, Sydney?
None.
Please lie down in this pentagram.
Your friends are dead.
I'm going to light these candles. Lead the goat in and we'll get started.
It's awful.
Sorry. Boy Scouts is cool, though, because as you rank up, take it or leave it. But you get to like go outside and do stuff. Like you have to go to like survival camps and stuff.
What do the girls do?
Fucking nothing.
They sell fucking cookies.
They stand outside of grocery stores.
Do
and
boys
sell,
sell anything?
Yeah.
They do?
They do fundraisers.
Jesus.
Yeah. But listen
isn't
to this.
The Pioneer Derby, that's a fundraiser, isn't it?
I don't know. That's if not, they
is
sell
that Boy Scouts?
To that.
Eagle Scout? That sounds cool. Listen to the Girl Scout ranks. Daisy, Brownie, Junior, Cadet, okay, Senior, Ambassador.
That's pretty cool, though.
Lame. It sounds lame.
Ambassador's pretty cool. Hey, I think that's cool.
Also, Daisy, if I'm not mistaken, is based on like the name of the creator, of the nickname of the creator of the Girl Scouts. So just be careful.
I just think they should let the girls go out and roll in the mud a little bit. We never got to do the cool camping trips. Like the Boy Scouts would be like, we had to start a fire out of tinder in the woods. And we were like, we sold cookies.
If you had pitched it to me that way as a child, I would have tried
the cookies
to join the Girl Scouts. Yeah. It's like, okay, you can go out in the woods and camp. Or you can sell a product that everyone loves.
And you get
you
some
also
too.
Enjoy
at the grocery store.
And you get to be an ambassador.
It's a preference. I want the option. I think everyone should have the option.
People donate millions of dollars to get ambassadorships. I think that's a pretty cool rank.
Obviously, my daughter is a Girl Scout and she has done camping at least once, if not a couple times. And making fires.
Cool.
Making s'mores, hiking. All that stuff.
Burning effigies of Baphomet.
Yeah.
I would have joined if
they did
that.
That's the Daisy way.
That is the Daisy tradition. Maybe that's just a New York.
So they do get to go outside.
You don't
sometimes.
Get to do that until brownies.
Oh.
They called it.
Wait, so was that something so horribly offensive you couldn't say it?
I could see him contemplating, should I continue saying this?
He's like, wait, I can't say it. There's like someone in my throat being like, no! Hold my vocal cords back.
It looked like you swallowed vomit. You were like,
I was concerned you were actually having an you were actually asphyxiating. Yeah.
No, I know that look. That look is like, am I ready to burn the whole business to the ground, or do I need to think a minute
for the sake of this joke?
Is it worth joke that we get? Really
that was good.
I'll tell you, the gist of the joke was that Baphomet had another name, just like Samoas and are called Caramel Delights.
Okay.
That was the gist of it. It's really funny.
Join the Patreon. You can find out, or not.
Along with what was bleeped 100 episodes ago. We are going to eat some cookies, get really tired, and then do our episode. So stick around. We'll be right back.
So of late, as some of you may know, if I am going to be imbibing an alcoholic beverage, I'm getting older. We all are, but I'm starting, I feel it in certain areas. One of which is if I have even a single drink, it can slow me down the next day. And I've been, this is a true story, I've been using Z-Biotics when I have a night out. For those of you who don't know, the Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. So when you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. So just remember to make Z-Biotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. So we were recently in Toronto for a Glass Cannon Live, and the night before the show, we all went out getting, you know, to take a night out of the town. We actually didn't. We were actually fairly lame, but we went to a couple bars, and I managed to take a drink. I had brought a Z-Biotics with me, and I had a drink right before we went out, right before I had my first drink with Joe at a pub near the hotel, and I was shocked. I mean, here's the thing. I was skeptical of this. I was skeptical. I've heard of many cures or many preventatives for those next rough mornings, but I tried this, and I can truly say I have had much better mornings after than I have in the past few years after I take Z-Biotics. So I don't know, maybe give it a try if you're so inclined. Go to zbiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason at all, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you do if you had an extra hour in the day? I probably take a second nap or get a little bit closer to finishing Baldur's Gate 3, which I never will. Well, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've talked a lot about my experiences with therapy and how much I feel it's benefited me. I think it's just, it can make a huge difference in your life in a bunch of different ways. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
I feel sick. No, we didn't need any cookies. That was just a bit. But what isn't a bit are our sponsors for this Woo! Dog and Pony Show. Demiplane, Foundry VTT, and of course, Norse Foundry. You guys have the remastered sheets now in Demiplane. How's that How's that working out for you? Gorgeous. The CEO of Demiplane made these sheets for you guys.
Well, helped us out. Yeah, I guess we needed help.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it.
Maybe that's more about us. But fantastic service there at Demiplane. And yeah, the new sheets are amazing.
Gorgeous.
I think you guys have seen these, the way that they lay out with the all of the stats you need at the top and the wide angle. It's just fantastic. I like the primary offhand thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't really use it with Brother Ramius, but I do use it with AWOL.
Brother Ramius isn't doing too
He's not really a fighting. Primary offhand kind of character. But you know what? We talked about this before. This is just such a simple thing. Mm-hmm. But thank God, somebody at Demiplane was like, we need to put the class DC the character
it
sheet.
It just seems like the most obvious thing in the world, and yet this is a first.
It's
that
staggering
I've seen.
To me.
It's the most important number.
Constantly looking, especially as a spellcaster too, looking for your spellcasting DC, and it doesn't say it anywhere, and now, boom.
Right yeah.
And
it's broken like down. Deep within the spell you're about to cast. Now it's right up there with your AC. It's like, here's your AC, here's your class.
We can learn what it is.
I can learn now.
Yeah, it tells you.
Down and it tells me.
The base, the key proficiency, it's great. I love the key ability. It's great.
Yeah.
Playing a character that like hits stuff now, not a lot of character sheets have just like the map listed out.
Yeah.
It has like
the next
some
number,
different
but,
type of version of it.
Yep.
Yeah, I have all that for my monsters in Foundry, which is really nice. So I'm pretty much ready to make a ruling on how we're going to use the remaster, because I've spent a few weeks now really digging into it. And I think the best way to describe it is we're going to do like a hybrid version of the game, because the way Foundry VTT works is like if you're going up against an encounter with a standard bestiary monster, most likely it is pulling that information from the updated bestiary, which will have the remaster rules. However, the custom monsters, in my experience thus far, It's not pulling that data. So, for example, the thing you fought last week had chill touch.
Be clear, custom monsters means a monster that was designed for this story.
For this story.
For right. Gatewalker.
And oftentimes, like last week, you fought a Shay. Oftentimes, it's base. Like if you can Google, there's a basic Shay that you can fight. Well, this is a specific Shay.
Yeah. And it's like not. It's like Shay Gilgis Alexander.
Right.
Maybe it won't be in there.
Be more specific Shay.
Like a Sheena Shay.
Dan and Shay, for example. But this one had chill touch. So I've gone through, I started a brand new foundry just to like re-upload from the start and see if like chill touch would be changed to, what is it now, void?
Void touch.
Tap.
Void
touch.
Void tickle?
Void tickle.
Void tickle. Yeah.
And it doesn't. So I think what we're going to do is you guys just use your remastered stuff, and I'm going to probably be pulling from stuff that is still
mostly remastered. May occasionally.
Yeah, some remastered, some errata, and sometimes I'm going to do spells. And if you call me on it, you're like, chill touch doesn't exist anymore or whatever, I may just be like, you know what? We're going to roll with it because I need to keep the game moving. And then maybe the next time I'll do it differently. But what I'm not going to do is go through and update all these monsters.
Well, yeah, you're running an AP that's pre-remaster. That's it. It's as simple as right. that. It's really hard to go through and do the work on every stat block to make sure that it is remastered. You'd have to do it yourself.
We could hire somebody to go and customly change all these, but it's not, the juice isn't worth the squeeze, I think. At the end of the day, I think a lot of people are probably going to be going through this because otherwise you can't play any of these.
I think it's a great tester, honestly, to see if we really see a problem with hybriding it a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see if we see a mechanical issue.
I think, because someone said earlier, I think this is the way that a lot of people are probably playing right now.
If you're playing a
hybridized version of this anyway, so.
Totally.
You know.
I mean, I'm fine with that as long as you're all fine with putting an asterisk next to this
this entire campaign.
That's how I was going to wrap this up. The entire campaign.
We're going to Roger Maris this whole season.
any character death is asterisk.
Well, if we have a TBK, we have a more of a reason to just end this and start with the first remastered AP.
Yes.
What a pleasant thought.
There's no reason to play this anymore.
We'll just drop our weapons.
Yeah.
Take us.
Let it go.
Whenever we used to play board games with Joe, because we never play board games anymore because you live in a different state.
Yeah.
But if it was some sort of game that had any kind of, I remember specifically with like Hinabi or something, if anyone vaguely tiptoed to the line of breaking the rules, Joe would just point at you and scream, asterisk! As if this round no longer counted to Joe. But you can
to clarify, Matthew is talking about cooperative games that have pretty strict rules on like what you can and cannot do to cheat. And like people naturally cheat by accident a lot of times in these games. I'd be like, well, now we have an asterisk. So like, there you go.
None of us could really enjoy
it. Nobody can enjoy this anymore.
This victory.
Sometimes
if we get
cheating
it.
Is kind of part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, people would say that a lot, and I'd say, all right. It still gets an asterisk.
Not for me, though. For other people.
No. For other people.
Hayden asterisk. let's talk about the last couple eps. So after fighting and defeating this artist, this strange artist in like the library of this place or whatever you want to call it, you go into another room, and it looks like a noble's bedroom that's either never been used or hasn't been used in a long, long time. Thick layer of dust on everything. You notice in the north end of the room, it looks like they were trying to build a passageway or a door, maybe an addition to the house, and they just abandoned it because they ran out of money.
Couldn't get the permits.
Yeah, permits fell.
We're gonna have to pump the brakes on the sunroom.
They started digging a tunnel underneath the house, and then they were like, you're actually not allowed to do that. Dig a giant tunnel under your house.
Very, very strange. You can't figure out what's going on in there, but you do find
fucking HOAs.
You do find this onyx dog wondrous figurine among the detritus that
Chami
the buckle stakes and has now used up its one use for the week,
means the next time we can use it be what, book two?
I was gonna say right? Like book
late
two.
Book two.
We sleep for 8 days.
Roughly 5 months from now.
Exactly.
You then move into the next room, and it is like a vivisection theater of some sorts. There is a bloody table with restraints, immaculate surgical tools, and then there are all these notes and journals and books on some of the experiments that's been going on in here, and you realize, or it appears as if the missing people that you were looking for or you
know, didn't care about.
Didn't care about Malkior's friend.
Varna.
Name is this game? Varna, yeah.
Go check the sheet, Joe.
Ooh. Wooden septum piercing guy. You see that one of the victims, wooden septum piercing, and then Maybelline, and of course, Henry Buckets. It looks like they've gone through the process. They came here, and looks like they made it as far as the vivisection theater. Then a Shay appears, a Shay like decked out in these black and white stripes on her robe. And you have a pretty brutal fight that started off on the wrong foot because it was Zephyr that just kind of tried to close the distance. And in doing so, triggered a trap that sent you down into this spiked pit full of corpses. And one of you noticed it looks like you could take that table and just dump the bodies into this like disposal pit. You got nicked by one of the spikes and everything seems to be okay right now. Luckily you ended up finishing that fight and it was pretty awful. It was a tough, tough fight.
Tough fight.
Cause you couldn't quite figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
It was frustrating.
Yeah. An immensely frustrating.
We were roaring. Combatant. So
I think that we didn't realize, or I didn't realize, was that this ability that the creature was using was limited use. So there, she was burning actions like as she was teleporting away from us.
Because we
like
learned it took two actions. It took one to prepare and then.
Well, this was all off air.
So basically she had this ability called Bide and it's two actions. And if she uses Bide, she's like biding her time. She's then allowed two reactions. On her turn, and she had two great reactions. One is counterattack, where if she's targeted by an adjacent creature that misses due to being concealed, which I was trying to do is like get away from Brother Ramius's light to stay concealed, she gets a free attack. But the other one that I kept using liberally was slip. The Shay teleports to a clear space adjacent to another creature they can see within 30 feet. And the trigger is a creature moves adjacent to the Shay. So anytime you came up, that was the trigger. And by using Bide, I could just keep slipping. I wasn't even worried about the counterattack. It was just keep slipping. And that, you know, just made for a frustrating fight. And where you guys couldn't figure it out, I felt it better to continue to frustrate you. That's what a Shay would
do. It's really infuriating in the realism.
It was really, like,
really infuriating. Like when you know what it is, you're like, how do you not see this?
We came close to, like, we noticed all of the things.
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, I was like, oh, you know, at one point.
We noticed
like,
she keeps appearing next to
she
people.
She only ends up appearing next to people.
We noticed it had nothing to do with the light level.
And we also, I thought
we
it was.
We noticed she was setting it up, spending an action to set it up.
It's hard not to metagame because I was like, what's the trigger? What's the trigger? And I thought it was flanking. And I was like, every time you flank her, but then it was like, nope, not that. So it was impossible.
Because like, we were like, oh no, she's burning a reaction. It must be something else. But like the idea of having extra reactions.
God, never, when she did the two, Matthew.
Never occurred to me either. At one point, Sydney was like, she's using a reaction. I was like, she's not. She can't be. What's the second one?
And Matthew was like, that was two in one turn. That was two in one turn. And Troy's just like, yep, I know.
Because it's cool ability.
But also, that all would have gone away if any of us had rolled better.
If we hit her once.
Well, we failed knowledge.
No, we didn't.
Knowledge checks.
I succeeded at the first one.
The first one, but he failed the second.
But Troy just didn't give us any useful information. Which, like, I didn't ask the specific question about it. So I think, but this is actually I was thinking about a lot afterwards, is that.
I know what you're going to say.
In 1E, it always behooved us to immediately roll the recall knowledge. But it seems like it would be, because of the way to recall knowledge is designed in 2E, it is way more beneficial to wait till they do something weird.
Yeah, and then ask specifically.
What was that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's an ability.
How does that work?
Or is it a spell?
It was an ability, you said, right?
It's an ability, yeah. Bide. The Shay prepares to take action against their foes, watching their opponent and waiting for the right opportunity to respond. Ugh. Gains a second reaction until the start of their next turn.
No. The actual slip. Is that a spell?
Oh, slip? No, it's just an ability. It's a reaction.
But she does teleport in some way.
It doesn't say it doesn't.
Because you could have, like, there's a identify spell reaction that you could use to.
But she's also.
I don't think we ever thought it was a spell.
Yeah, because she's her creature type. She's like made of shadow. Yeah. So she just disappears.
Spell like an ability.
Or spell like. That's a 1E term, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. I think but it's like next. I mean, I get a free one. But I mean, I might not take it, honestly.
Right, you save it for like, what was that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that seems way more useful.
It's interesting, yeah. Well I mean, that's not generally how you would look at recall knowledge in 2E, because it depends on the GM. So like you can roll a roll and they can give you what they feel is the most useful information. Or another much in a very popular way is you have to ask the question.
Right.
That's the rule I read.
Yeah.
That's
and that, it's not a hard and fast rule, but it's a suggested GM's guide like rule.
What
it's
are
like,
their make weaknesses?
The players, make the players ask for what they want. Yeah. In that case, yes. I think it's better to wait a round or two. But you also don't want that to be a round or two too late. You know what I mean?
Also, I have to say, yes, we were rolling very badly, as Skid said. But Kate did get the natural 20 she deserved, and she killed the Shay. So I just want to say
And I did guess about how the bide worked without knowing what it was.
When she took the stance, you guessed it. Yeah.
And I still don't have any bottle caps.
It's weird.
It's true.
That's weird, actually.
It is weird.
Huh.
So weird.
I also don't know what you're talking about. You guessed that she took two actions to set up two reactions?
When we were talking about it, one of the last times, I like made a point to be like, that thing that she's doing... he's like making a point to be like she holds or waits or whatever, and I'm like she's doing something so that she has two of these.
Oh,
yeah, she guessed it.
It's impressive, very impressive. Most
it's
if
just
that's true.
Weird that there's
if true.
If only, impressive if true. If
true. That's
way.
Extremely impressive.
To reward
to reward keen observation.
So strange.
Mm.
By the way, I'm looking at the.
It's been a long time since we recorded. I don't remember. That could be true.
I remember that.
I'm looking at the text of Recall Knowledge, and it says suggest which skill you'd like to use and ask the GM one question.
Yeah, I'll tell you, like success at this point, you get one piece of information. Crit, you get two. Now, I guess I could be like, if you're like, what are its resistances? I couldn't be like cold and maybe some others. I'd probably tell you all the resistances within reason, but like, I think it's meant to be like a success. You get one piece of information. If you want to ask me a question, I'll give you that answer. If there's no, like, whatever its resistance, I won't be like, it has none. Next, well, I'll be like, here, you know what? There are none. I'll give you something else.
Here's the important thing. The GM determines the DC. You might need to collaborate with the GM to narrow down the question or skills.
Yeah.
And you can decide not to recall knowledge before committing to the action if you don't like your options.
Oh.
Oh,
that's interesting.
That is interesting.
You're like, I don't want to do it. Yeah, because a lot of time you recall knowledge and there's like nothing. So you get your action back.
No, you would. I think you
before
and I would talk
you roll
about,
it, you would say.
You would say, you know.
Is there a way for me to find out what this thing is? Or
you would say, no. Yeah.
That's interesting.
All right, well, then I won't do it. The other thing, these are supposed to be secret checks, right? Because.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can, critical failure, you recall incorrect information.
Yeah, it's something I'd like to probably do a little bit more because of that.
It's fun. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Sounds fun.
It's fun.
It's not fun. In my experience, it is miserable when you're GMing. Because, like, you go like this. Here's how it works. Behind the screen. Right, if you're me. You roll. Natural one. You're like, and then you take 5 minutes to come up with something that it something. Make up something it doesn't do, and everyone knows it's fake and it's a natural one.
But maybe that's just a you thing. Because we know you roll natural
ones. That's
why
I said it might just be a me thing.
And but, Troy is
but
more
no, but how quickly you can like
yeah.
You should have a list of fake things.
Yeah.
That just like
that's good prep.
It's table. Favorite color.
I'll just always be like, it's immune to physical damage.
Right.
Okay, great. I rolled
you know what?
One.
Which, by the way, in that encounter, like, I totally sure. would have believed.
That's like,
oh, yeah. It's like a shadow creature.
We
right?
had such an unfair punishment.
We had no way to disprove that notion.
Disproportionately awful.
I mean, if you got to think quick. It was like, it's immune to physical damage.
Yeah, I would have totally
but
bought
it,
that.
It is interesting, though, because if you got into a rhythm of doing that in your game, you could always believe that every knowledge is unreliable, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So, like, you could be like, well, we still got to try this, or somebody, or maybe she's just wrong.
But that's
maybe
so wrong. Fun, because then we start, like, not liking Talitha.
Because
she keeps
she's
wrong telling all the time. Us
she always
the wrong.
Feeds wrong.
No shit.
I'm like the Joe O'Brien of the party.
Yeah.
All right, next, confidently issue wrong information.
The next
what
couple,
the fuck I'll kind of shitty roll. Detective are you?
I'll roll the next couple, because this will be fun. I mean, like, she had resistance cold 5, so I'd be like, ooh. She's weak. To cold.
Yeah. I was like, resistances feel like an easy way to lie. Like,
yeah. Just reverse. Yeah. To flip it.
Otherwise, or give the my wrong go-to one. Is going to be immune to physical damage. And
damage.
You're going to run up against someone that actually is immune to
we'll be like, yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Tika always says that. Nothing's immune to that.
It can move 30 feet around.
Yeah, I would say resistances feel like a nice one to lie on. Yeah. Also, you could just change the resistance. Like, if they're actually resistant to cold, you're like, oh, we're listening to
Fire 5.
Fire.
All right, let's get into it.
What do you want to do?
I want to first.
What do you want to do? do.
I have a question about this environment, because you've said this multiple times, and I just want to kind of, I'm latching on to something, which is the theatrical aspect of it. Mm. I don't really see, like, unless if you didn't say that, it would never occur to me that this is a, like, a theatrical display area.
No, no theater in, like, the surgery, theater. Like an operating
theater. Oh, okay. I thought it was like you know.
Observatory.
Like an observed surgery kind of thing. Yeah, but it's not. Like, it's not like there's a place for people to watch
a gallery.
What someone's doing.
Yeah, no, it's just a word they use.
Okay,
cool. Here's my deal. I have my cantrips.
What's your deal?
Here's my deal. I have my cantrips.
Finally, we'll all learn.
she's such an enigma.
There's the title of the app, Sydney's Deal.
Sydney's Deal.
Can't wait to find out what it is.
You could also do Sydney: what's her deal?
What's her deal? Asta has not been hit. Like, her hit points are fine, but I don't have any spells. I don't have my conflux spells.
Here we go.
I'm just wondering, are we going to continue? Like, how is everybody feeling?
You can go sleep in the dump the bodies pit.
There's a bed right here.
The worst thing is being like the only spellcaster.
I know.
Going to be rested anytime soon? All the fighters are like, I'm feeling good.
Hold on.
Refocus.
Joe just gave me a...
Refocus. Video game.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Resting is for wimps.
I was thinking about this on the way here.
Can I take my time and refocus?
I was thinking about this on the way here.
I think we need to rest.
I think we need to play. I think we need to role play.
Oh.
I was like,
take it away? Are you handing me the microphone?
Well, first of all, what's the injury situation? Talitha is really injured.
I'm about halfway down.
Okay, let's role play it out.
Wounded and on the ground.
That natural 20 was incredible.
That was amazing. You pushed her so hard with your fist.
She spits up blood. I just want to be a part of it.
Yeah. The faceless shadow creature spits up blood.
Yep. Just shadow blood.
Looks stay like away from smoking. The shadow blood.
I'm down 7 hit points and probably... But there were spikes at the bottom of the pit.
There were spikes.
Probably have a couple cuts.
Got some nicks.
Weird-looking cuts.
Zephyr, are you okay? Are you okay?
I mean, I feel fine, but that was a nasty pit.
What's down there?
Did you happen to notice someone with a wooden septum piercing?
I hope not. What's down there?
I mean, you can just go look.
Okay.
It's an open pit.
I go look at bodies.
I have a sense somehow that the spikes are somehow poisoned, or there's disease and... rot down there.
I feel fine.
I would like to...
I'm pretty healthy.
All right, first thing I'm going to do is treat wounds on Zephyr. And during this process, I would like to see if I could identify if she's been infected with something.
Mm.
Potentially.
Brother Ramius, I feel fine.
Did you
just see that punch?
Excellent.
Brother Ramius pulls out a nasal swab.
Nonetheless, he's going to treat wounds. Natural 20.
Oh!
Nice. Should have used that on the med check.
That is a med check.
No, to determine if she's sick with something.
I know. You use it too soon. That's 18 points of healing. So
nice.
You're fully back up, but during this process, he wants to... I don't know how it works in 2E, to be honest.
To try and determine...
There's the treat action to treat disease or poison, a trained medicine action, but if you don't know they are, is there a way to find out?
Yeah. I mean, there used to be, like, diagnose and detect disease, but I don't know if they have that in dose E.
Like a skill for open your mouth and say, eh.
It says you can patch up wounds and help people recover from diseases and poisons. So I assume with a medicine check, if that includes diseases and poisons, you could probably see if she has a disease or poison.
Like by inspecting the
wound. I agree.
Look at the skill and see if there's a...
There's treat disease.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's treat disease, but is there identified disease?
I think it would be a recall knowledge.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Basically, the way it looks right now, it looks like Zephyr's fine. And she may very well be fine. I don't want to lead you to believe one way or the other.
Well, you are.
I like to make you think like you might. Oh, you seem fine for now.
Yeah, and I think...
However, if this is a disease that has an onset, I don't think you'd have any way of knowing. Mm.
Yeah, unless it was like... You know, we identified that there was something on the spikes, but
right.
We haven't seen the spikes. She was the only one down there. So if Zephyr doesn't say anything to us suspecting that she might have, there might be some, you know, rotten stuff on those spikes, then I don't see why he would do it.
I mean, there were dead rotten bodies down there, but
let's all look in the pit. Let's go look at the pit.
Is that your bow?
Oh.
Oh, Yeah.
Did you leave that down there?
Well, yeah, I had to get back up really fast, and I couldn't use it in this room, so I guess I gotta go. I'll just go back down and get it, no problem.
Well, maybe I should go down
and get
it.
I'm not gonna fall down there.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, Talitha, come here, let me patch you up.
Zephyr just pushes acid.
I'm gonna treat wounds on Talitha, and that is 8 points of healing.
That is not enough to get me to full.
Okay, he's going to keep working on it, and there it is. Natural 1.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
It's Jesus always Christ. To Talitha.
Just gushing blood.
I mean, poor Talitha always gets the worst of it from Brother Ramius.
There's a Kids in the Hall sketch where Dave Foley is playing. He comes in from the operating theater, and he's like wearing the scrubs that are like covered in blood, and he's just like, I'm just a bad doctor. I'm terrible. And he just goes and talks about like how he just kills all his patients and everything. This is makes me think of this every time.
That's Brother Ramius.
He's just a bad doctor.
Anybody surprised? You take 8 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Max damage after I just healed 8 hit points.
Wow.
So I've made 20 minutes.
Just
and he's
one
made no
more
progress.
Stitch. Rip him off.
I'm so sorry. I'm so tired.
What are you doing, Brother Ramius?
I left just my scissors in there. Hold on.
No, her quiet and I down. Have almost the same bodies.
And then I fail.
Can Asta look around the room to see if there's any objects to aid Brother Ramius? Any gauze? Any?
This is a doctor's office.
Yeah. Any needles and
there
thread.
Are some surgical implements. They all look immaculately clean.
I didn't need surgery that. Until 10 minutes ago.
She was gushing blood now.
Could I aid by finding those and handing them to Brother Ramius?
Sure. Do you have the?
Stop him! He's curing me to death.
Are you trained in medicine?
No.
No.
I will aid. Hold on. I'm going to aid Brother Ramius.
To be like, let me show you.
Let me give you.
You don't know how to touch me.
Yes.
Natural 16 for 21. So I give you. You, get
you gently aid. Grab his hand and place it where you want it.
I was. The cut was over here, Brother Ramius.
That's a nipple, you butcher.
Should cut this mole off. This is weird.
Should get the same too. Do you know what this is?
Can't see straight.
All right. He starts to do a little healing. Oh my God. 7 points of healing.
Okay.
And he succeeds again. Just barely. I mean it. 9 points of healing.
All right, I'm up to full.
Oh my God.
Do I lose the wounded condition?
So painful. Yeah, and that's the reason we have to, you know, get those treat wounds going, because so you lose that wounded condition.
While this is happening, and the hours
brutal.
And hours that this is taking, Buggles.
Imagine Talitha just like sitting there, just like biting a wooden spoon.
Anyway, just sitting there like watching this happen.
Tears apart my arm.
Buggles, like it takes him a minute after his psyche is vacated by the Ku'ulukan spirit, whatever it is. Is as his senses come back, he realizes that Chami is there.
Oh God!
And he like she's and he runs behind like Asta's leg.
Oh.
He's just like hiding behind like one of her tail.
Oh!
He's just like speaking and he's shaking. He's just like
Buggles. It's Buggles. This is. This is your dog.
No, no. Please, get it away from me.
No, no, you called it, remember? The figurine?
No, I didn't. No, please. Get away from me,
he shouts at it.
Oh, Buggles. Okay. Stay. Sit. I tell the dog. Does the dog do anything?
Roll handle animal.
Wow.
What?
That brings me back.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's
nature now. I think only nature. Buggles I'll roll. Control him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's his master.
Yeah, it only listens to.
There's no reason he can't try.
It's master.
Oh, wait. I am trained in medicine. Anyway. It didn't.
Francis just laughed. You made Francis laugh about Pathfinder mechanics.
This one's not my fault. It didn't update on the remaster sheet. There's some changeover stuff that it. There's something wrong. It didn't update. So
I'm no longer trained.
It's a poor workman that blames his tools.
This chisel doesn't seem to. Anyway, I say to Buggles, but I kneel down, Buggles. I think you have to tell him to go away.
Just stay over there.
Don't come over here.
It moves over to the corner.
See?
Licks itself.
See?
I'm still hiding.
Buckles, you are. This is yours. You get to command it. It's okay.
And he's just like shaking his head, like he refuses to come out from behind.
Where's the figurine, Buckles? Where's the thing?
The points at the dog. The dog is the figurine.
Asa's just like trying to figure out how to get Buckles to calm down. Let's go over here. And she just leads Buckles further away from the dog, and she kind of sits him down. Okay, don't move. Stay there. And then she goes over to Zephyr. Hey.
Hey.
Any idea how to help Buggles with this dog? He seems to be really afraid of dogs. Is this a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how the statue works, but I think he needs to command it to become the statue again, maybe, versus saying, go away.
Okay, that's a great idea. Go back over to Buggles. Okay. Try telling it to go back to being the figurine.
Turn into a figurine again!
It just stays there.
Didn't work.
Okay. Well,
kill it.
Underneath all of this, Talitha is like screaming, grunting.
Just
hold still. Hold still.
Got the cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Can I roll like a knowledge of how to?
Yeah, Asta lets Zephyr do that, and then Asta's like, "I need a break." She also smoking a cigarette. But no, she refocuses. I want to get my focus spells back.
Okay.
So she's going to take her time and leave Buggles and Zephyr up to the dog.
Do you have Arcana or Occult?
I have plus one in both.
Not okay.
Much. Let's try it. Nope, that's a 10.
Talitha can roll.
Hold on a second. What are we doing?
Trying to figure out how to
dismiss the dog.
Recall knowledge?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
You said you wanted to roll those, right?
Oh, for this one you could roll. That's fine.
I will say,
and
I
we also determined last time that you can't roll it on
17
train
on Arcane
unless you have that feat.
All right, so you would know that this dog, the only way to dismiss it is to kill it, in which case it can be brought back. Although if destroyed in statue form, it's lost forever. Or it just lasts 6 hours and then reverts back to being a statue.
I was going to say, Asta found out it lasts 6 hours when she learned about the wondrous item, but...
Talitha, once she's finally out of surgery, we'll go up to Buggles. I believe the only way to return the dog to its figurine state is to... Well, we can let it play out its time here as a dog, and we can keep the two of you separate and you safe, or you can kill it. That might make it angry.
Buggles... He, like, bites his lip, and he says, "No, don't kill it, but we'll just wait." And he's just stay over there. And he's just, like, he starts moving over to the pit, and he's just, like, pointing at whatever the furthest point away from him in the room is. It's just like, "Go over there, there, there." And he kind of edges over towards the pit.
And goes to stand near the door.
See, Buggles, it'll always Buggles listen to you.
You smoking flay leaf?
It really is. No, just regular. It really is. It is your dog, Buggles. It's under your control. You don't have to fear it. You are its master.
And this is just not registering with for him. But he goes over to the pit and he casts Mage Hand and lifts Zephyr's bow up out and like grabs it and just kind of shuffles over and hands it to her.
Can you detect?
Thank you.
Can one of you guys detect magic in the pit? See if there's anything interesting down there.
I don't have that prepared.
I don't either, actually, which is foolish.
Next time, one of us should.
How many years have you been playing Pathfinder?
Well, I'm really trying to protect you guys. Like, that's what my preparing.
I have all damage.
They're all for.
Talitha looks down at the scars and bandages all over her body. Well,
that's the non-magical stuff.
So why do you withhold the magical stuff?
I only have so much of it, and I truly am exhausted.
And he just sort of like leans up against one of the walls and sits down.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Perhaps we should rest?
I think we should.
Should or shouldn't?
Should.
Oh, okay. There is the bedroom. We could take watches.
There's the library, too.
Stand by. There's the library. I just meant there's beds.
There's a couple beds. And you also got those dirty rag piles.
Dirty rags?
In the artist studio.
I'll take the dirty rag pile.
But yeah, the nice dusty bed, two people could fit on there comfortably. And then there's a bed in the northeast corner here as well.
Presumably we also have bed rolls in our
traveling equipment. It's kind of nice that they have beds. This Airbnb has two beds and one pile of rags. It's like a pull-out sofa.
Did you ever, like, do full rests in, like, the mats you found on the floor in bandit caves in Skyrim? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. You know,
like, yes, I have.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
You just, like... You know what? I'm just going to sleep.
I'll just crash here.
And it just looks disgusting.
This filthy mat that belongs to someone
with
I just murdered.
Yeah, blood all over.
Sleep here.
The body's right there. The body's just like curl up.
I mean, that's what we're doing. There's a body pit in this room.
Yeah.
It must smell terrible.
Yeah, it probably stinks. Oh, yeah.
In Starfield, sometimes you need to like wait 24 hours for something to occur. Or like someone come back in 24
just,
hours.
Just like sit on a bench.
Yeah, so I would just find a bench to sit on. You don't have to sit on the bench, but I liked sitting on the bench.
Yeah, so yeah, it's nice. Thinking, wait get off your feet for 24 hours.
You know. Watch the sky change in the background. Troy, though, before we rest.
Yes.
Is there a way to climb? Could I make a climb check down the pit? Could
Hell
Austin?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I would like to climb down the pit.
Okay.
And I would like to check the pockets of the bodies.
Give me a climb check.
Okay.
Asta, what are you doing?
Is it worth
Asta,
it?
Asta,
where are you going?
I just want to see if they have anything on their person that could help the investigation.
Just be very careful.
Of course.
Watch out for the spikes.
Of course. Fuck.
Oh my God. Sydney, like...
You didn't have to do that.
I...
So we want multiple diseased people.
We literally we're going to rest so we can get detect magic.
Brother Ramius is like, oh, finally I'm done. He sees you climbing down into the pit.
How are you doing?
I rolled a 3, so I'm waiting for my sheet to load. It's not loaded. Oh, give me one sec.
I have your sheet here. Asta,
your critical failure.
Let's see what your climb skill is. What is climb under athletics?
Yeah, I believe so.
To be,
oh, are you or trained acrobatics? In athletics, right?
I'm training both.
You got a +8 and a +7. That is enough to. I'm going to just have you climb down there.
Oh,
I was
awesome.
Just natural one would have had you falling. But yeah, you can climb down there, and you get down there, and it's just like viscera, bodies, and some of them are on the spikes, some of them are decaying. Let's talk about what you immediately notice. You see cockroaches everywhere, just like coming in and out of some of the holes on the bodies. You see a few half-skeletonized corpses. One looks like possibly a young woman. The other, an older man. And
Henry Buckets.
But they're half skeletonized. These are older.
Half skeletonized. And yeah, the three most intact bodies, the third one, I'm not even going to have you roll perception. You see, has a wooden septum piercing. Give me a perception to see if you find anything on their bodies.
For sure. That's going to be, what's my perception? 17?
17. You don't see anything, so it makes you think that they've been picked clean.
That's what I figured,
before they were experimented on. And I say experimented on because when you look at those notes, if you remember, they're sketches. Like, it shows them in their natural form and then shows them with radically elongated limbs, their faces stripped of all muscles and fat, other just grotesque transformations, like they were using these people as test subjects for some weird transformative process.
Gross.
And you would think that the Shay, this was her domain, and she was the vivisectionist.
They are mine.
Is she trying to... And how does it relate to Kanipo, like, and his experimentations? Is she doing these experiments, or is she doing them...
She seemed to be upset with Kanipo, though. Didn't she a little bit? Like, she was like, you're mine. I don't want him to have you, maybe, type of situation.
No, it seemed like we had been given something, or we were expected to have control over something that she wanted.
She wanted.
One thing that I will say that is It's a confusing thing, and I haven't made it much easier because I've misgendered Kanipo as well from time to time. Kanipo, you've heard kind of from the beginning, referred to as they. And I've sometimes slipped and said he or it, but it's they. And so, you know, I've kind of let it go here and there because I think it adds to the mystique, like, who's the they? But, you know, at this point you would know, like, when you hear they, it may refer to other people or it may just refer to Kanipo.
Interesting.
So Kanipo's kind of obsessed with us.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to climb back out.
I mean, there's a portrait of there's a portrait of us in their house.
They're painting. Yeah, this is.
I make the climb check. I rolled another three on the way out, but
barely.
Yeah, well, my claws.
All of us are just sitting up there, like deeply unimpressed. Like.
Wait, hold on. They are mine.
Well, she—that's what she said. But he's saying it could be about Kanipo. It could be about the bodies. It could be about who knows.
Well, but if it is about Kanipo, how is Kanipo hers?
Maybe we're going to kill Kanipo, and
she's obsessed with Kanipo.
Yeah.
Kanipo chose you over me.
Yeah.
They are mine, you fleshy interlopers.
So, maybe she's in love.
Maybe she's in love with Kanipo.
Mm. Think about that.
Well, I just don't think of love that way, I guess.
There's
property. You don't think of love.
Perhaps the way you do.
Ownership. Yeah. Complete ownership. There's nothing down there. Let's go rest. It smells bad. It's cockroaches. Hmm. Did you touch the spikes? They're covered in. It's disgusting.
Yeah, what? Maybe
shaking they're off my
covered,
fur.
They're covered in what?
Like a viscous, like a I don't know, body stuff.
Substance.
Just body goo. I don't know what bodies are made of. Goo.
Well.
Blood.
And Salitha reaches into, yeah, into
first-hand witness to what just happened over here. Yeah.
Brother Remus is like, neither do I.
All right.
All right, so
let's go rest.
Yeah, I like this idea of resting. He's exhausted and burned tons of spells. So, where would that happen?
Why don't we go in the bedroom? There's a bed.
Yeah, so when you say the bedroom, are you saying the area to the southeast?
The area to the north?
Immediately to the
What's
north.
To the west. Southeast? We have not walked down there and explored down that area.
Like, stairs? Yeah, we haven't gone
stairs
down there.
That lead up into...
Oh, up.
So if we use this bed, I think someone should post watch specifically down these stairs.
We have a dog.
Haven't. But it only lasts for 6 hours.
That's true. We have a dog for six for about
we
five
should go
hours.
Up the stairs.
5 hours and 30
You want to go up the stairs? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not resting.
Just to
Do you
check.
Want to go into a new area?
I just want to check.
That's what I heard.
You sound like me.
I mean, you don't want that.
You're doing a me right now.
We should just check one more room.
Fine,
it's
down.
Not another room. That's the thing. It's like you're seeing if something dangerous could come down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Asta will go check.
Yeah, just stealth and literally just peek up over the edge of the steps and see.
Yeah, Asta's going to stealth on her hands.
And she vanished.
And knees and crawl up the steps just Foxy. To see.
What? Foxy.
Yeah, it's Foxy.
So you step to the sort of, you crawl hands and knees to the top of the steps to look into this room.
Roll the 19 on stealth.
Okay, 19 on stealth. You peek into this room and the walls, ceiling, and floor all look like they've been blackened by fire. There are crude drawings scratched into the wood, like the wood of the walls, the wood of the floor, all depicting elves dying in various manners, like horrifying ways. It's like the floor, the ceiling, the walls, as well as being burnt, have also been carved with these horrible, I don't even want to call them murals. They're like individual portraits of elves being tortured and dying. On the far side of the room, you see a large iron cage. And the door to the cage hangs open. It even looks like the bars of the cage are bent out of shape.
Oh, it's not good.
Yeah, nothing dangerous in here.
Give me a memory check. Give me, what's your intelligence, Bone?
My intelligence is plus one.
Something is very familiar about this room. can't put your finger on it.
Of the painting, maybe? Is there anything with the painting?
Yes, you start thinking, like, the painting. This was one of the rooms from the painting.
Is this where Kenipa was born?
No.
Is this where he was caged? No.
It's the room where he was imprisoned. It looks a little different, but, like, it immediately reminds you.
Oh, so the cage, I'm thinking, I have whatever, maybe I just have the dog on my mind. Like, this is like a big cage. Like, it could hold a human.
It's a larger, yeah, the cage itself is, you can see it there on the map, Sid. It's like, I don't know, 5 feet wide, 5 feet long. It's like there's a straw mattress on the floor. And then the alcove kind of turns around to the north.
So creepy. She's going to stay against the wall and walk in a little bit very stealthily just to get a better look at the cage area to see if it is indeed like empty and there's nothing in here.
Okay. So you're just walking in to the cage area? Okay.
For the record, I just wanted top of the steps.
Do you want to roll just over to my awesome 19
any
stealth?
Potential danger. Yes.
You can't stop at just one.
Just one there.
Yeah, we can roll over the 19
stealth. Just
a little
more.
Rolling over the 19 stealth, you tiptoe along the edge of the wall.
Just holding the wall.
Trying to get there, and you're just walking across these horrible elves. Some being beheaded, like horrible, horrible dark stuff. All like just get that feeling that there's a vendetta, this anger.
This is so awful because also on the map, like, you're gone. I don't see you. Yep. So, like, my character's like...
you're just going alone.
Wait, where did she go? Where is she?
She's still there.
She's still alive?
Hasta. Holding the wall, just slowly.
It's at top of the steps.
If this was a movie, okay, we see you, like, sliding into this room, moving forward, and you're looking at the cage, and then, you know, sort of the camera would be on you, right? And behind you, one of these drawings peels itself.
Oh no!
Off of the wall, and we'll be back right after this.
Oh my God! Up until a few months ago, I did not change my shaving routine or equipment for years. I just sort of learned to deal with the irritation, the occasional nick or cut, and the high price tag that came with replacing the blades. But then I learned about Henson Shaving when they chose to sponsor the GCP. And it has changed my shaving life, Naish. I am not kidding around. The first time I tried their razor, I was shocked and immediately hooked. You have to check this out. Henson Shaving is actually a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the International Space Station and the Mars rover, so they know a thing or two about precision engineering. Remember when I said I thought irritation was just a reality of shaving? Not anymore. Not once since I changed over have I had any nicks or cuts or any irritation, and the stats are bearing this out. Henson users are coming out in droves to talk about the lack of irritation and the disappearance of ingrown hairs and razor bumps. And part of the reason for this improvement is the diving board analogy. The farther the blade extends from the clamp of the razor, the more it wobbles. And that wobbling causes nicks, cuts, or just irritation. Well, Henson razors extend only 0.0013 inches from the base. How do you get that level of precision? By originally being an aerospace manufacturer. Their precision is unmatched. It's also incredibly affordable. You pay for the razor once, and then the replacement blades are going to run you like $3 to $5 a year. And when you hold this razor, you'll know immediately, as I did, that the quality is incredible. It is designed to last literally for the rest of your life. I love this razor. Anyway, forget paying for subscriptions or getting fleeced on multi-blade replacement cartridges. Visit HensonShaving.com/GCP to pick the razor for you and use code GCP and you'll get 2 years worth of blades for free with the razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 blades when you head to HensonShaving.com, HensonShaving.com/GCP, and use code GCP. Let me start off with a huge thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring this episode of the GCP. NordVPN is the only VPN I use because I value my privacy and my entertainment. And of course, and as always, my budget. And I want to make sure that if I need the services of a VPN, that it will be reliable and fast and easy to use. And that's what NordVPN offers. And I've personally never had a bad experience with the app, not once. We recently returned from Canada after doing a live show there. And when I tested my ability to change my virtual location back to the USA, it honestly, I honestly laughed at how easy it was. I chuckled out loud. It's just gaming the system, and I love it. More importantly, though, and honestly, when I spent most of show day working from the hotel room, I used NordVPN as a safety measure against any potential theft of my passwords or even our company's private information. So if you are looking to better protect yourself and your information, or just save some money by avoiding regional price discrimination, or you're just trying to stream a show that isn't available in your country, NordVPN is the app that covers it all for you. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/GCP. Our link will give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. And you'll help support your best friends at the Glass Cannon Podcast. The link is in the episode description box. Check it out.
It is amazing to watch a party destroy itself.
I mean,
well, this happens so often.
Lesson learned
in games where it's like, everybody know the plan? Great. And then somehow something else happens.
This was your idea. Austin,
I knew
didn't
this was
going
to come back on
but
me.
Then,
I literally said, just to the top of the stairs,
but you
and then you come back
you,
down.
You
to make
to
sure there's no imminent danger coming down.
Let me offer a real world corollary. Guys, it's almost lunchtime. Let's not eat. Oh, but there are those thin mints over there. just have one. We'll pass one thin mint around. Huh? Of course she was going to keep going.
Why would she keep
going?
Well,
also,
literally,
it's a room that I can't see all of. So how would I know if there is imminent danger? I got to the top of the stairs. I would have walked back down and go,
you saw all
that's
the way.
A really fucked up room. Probably something bad in there, but I couldn't
but
see
you
everything.
You couldn't see a creature. You couldn't see an imminent
I can't see
something.
The whole room. There's an upper alcove.
I know.
We could just go back and let her deal with it or something.
Yeah. Let's see what... I'm so curious. Let's see what happens.
All right. Well, this thing comes off the wall.
That's cool.
And goes to, like, it has a spear in its hand. And its head is, like, hanging from a thread. This particular elf was decapitated. And it just goes to stab you. That's going to be a 17 to hit.
It's going to miss.
Okay.
Do we need to say roll for initiative?
Do you now even you know that it goes initiative. To stab you? Like, is it behind you?
You've seen Memories of Murder, right?
No.
Oh,
oh my God.
Such what a good that? Movie. Skid, me and Matthew love this movie.
Is it on Hallmark?
No, but I think it is on Criterion.
Stop.
All right, Zephyr, what did you get?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. I'm always like, so what's the total? It's 20, Troy. Buggles.
16.
16 for Bugs. Talitha.
I mean, what am I doing? Am I?
I imagine you went, ah!
No!
Okay, then you guys don't know. What did you get? That's all I care about.
18.
18.
Well, I'm just trying to say, what skill am I using? Would I be using perception if
yeah,
I'm not trying to
everyone
perceive?
Now is using perception.
Yeah, because
you're
hearing.
Waiting for right. me to come back.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. So what'd you get?
10.
10.
That was a natural 3.
Yeah. Were any of you already sleeping?
You just had rough surgery.
Brother Ramius?
Rough surgery.
19.
19 for Brother Ramius. And Asta, what'd you get? 18?
18.
Okay. So.
Realistically, she would not scream.
All right, well.
She would feel this thing. She would, like, you know, her, like, sixth sense move out of the way.
He didn't get hit.
And she didn't get hit. And I think, realistically, I would run away to get my party, but I wouldn't scream because I don't want anyone else in this room
sure.
to be activated.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say happens. There's a lot of different ways I could play this, but I imagine... Man, there is a lot of different ways I could play this. Let me think how I want to play this.
If I get to
I'm
going to
say, Zephyr,
oh, okay.
You are sitting there because you got a 20. 20 perception, dirty 20 perception, and you hear something in the other room. You're standing at the bottom of the steps, so it kind of fits the narrative a little bit. Everybody else just
like
in the room getting ready to rest, and you're like,
So I'll just hang out here
and you hear something. And in fact, those steps aren't crazy steep. From where she's standing, you can see another figure has entered the room.
Oh, and it's my turn?
And it's your turn.
Okay. Do I see the figure on the map?
No, it's just...
I see movement, or I heard shuffling?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I saw Asa sneak away, so I yell back to you guys, like, something's wrong. So I run up the stairs. One action. Now I can see around the corner.
Yep, there's a figure right behind Asta, like half on the wall, half off, stabbing at her.
It's right there next to me? Okay.
It's like if you move one more space down, it'll be there.
Yep. All right, so I go to the top of the stairs, see a weird figure peeling off the wall, and I go to regular punch it.
Regular punch it.
Yeah.
Punch that painting.
Punch it.
Regular punch the painting. Here we go. That's a 19 to hit.
19? It seems like you square off and you hit this thing.
Awesome. 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 I'm not used to hitting. Oh, wow. Ooh, max damage. 9 points of damage.
Nice.
All right, so you just, boom, you hit it and like pieces of it fall to the floor and it's just standing there.
I go to hit it again.
Okay.
Here we go. Ooh, 23.
23?
With the map?
Yep, with the map.
And why didn't you flurry of blows?
Why didn't I flurry? Because it took an action. I don't know. I just kind of... Yeah, it would have been the same, kind of. Not max damage. 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Again, you pound this thing. More of it crumbles to the floor. And it's Brother Ramius' turn.
Zephyr, what's happening? And he will start shuffling over his old man. He's like 35. His old man bones over to the bottom of the stairs. And he can see Zephyr at the top of the stairs.
You see me scuffling with an invisible thing, I guess.
Is it fully invisible or is it like
well,
shadow?
Like he
no,
shadow.
It's visible. I'm not putting it on the map.
What is that? I'm going to do a recall knowledge. See if I can identify what that is. It's not a person.
Yeah. Recall some knowledge.
Religion?
It could be religion, could be arcana.
I'm gonna do religion.
Isn't Troy gonna roll?
Yes, Troy roll.
What
plus
is your
eight.
Religion? Plus eight. Okay. You see on its body, it's starting to crumble from where Zephyr hit it. There are these runes. That are magical in nature. You realize Asta has triggered some sort of trap.
Yeah.
Where these things have come to life.
It's a trap! Get out of there!
he'll try to distract it by... Oh, no, I can't. I can't do anything. Because that was an action there. And... Yeah. He'll just try to aid... I don't know how to aid them in getting out of... He just wants them to get out of there, so... Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to pass. I'm going to pass.
Pass, okay. Well, it is Asta's turn.
Get out of there!
Asta, you're in there with Zephyr, and between you is this, crumbled piece of art.
So weird. Yeah, Asta, dodges out of the way, and as soon as she turns around, Zephyr is, like, there. Like, she's just like, ah! And she will just, I'm going to swipe up with my katana. And just try to hit it two-handed.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to hit. 26.
26, yeah, that's a hit.
And
not a crit.
Hit, not a crit. And then 1d... 10. What the heck? That's going to be 7. Points of damage.
Okay, 7 points of damage. Yeah, again, it's starting to crumble. Maybe you lopped off like a big chunk of its leg. You're hurting it. It seems like you're hurting it.
Let's go.
Go for the artist's signature.
16?
16. It's you swipe right past it.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll do a third. Why not? No, it's not going to hit. That was almost a 2.
Yeah.
Almost a 2.
All right. Out of there!
It is now...
Screams up the stairs.
It's
a trap!
It's,
I don't hear you.
It sort of crumbles.
I'm too far away.
It kind of peels back onto the wall, right? And then two more pieces of artwork come out. It. One strikes at you and one strikes at Zephyr.
I feel like I'm taking crazy.
maybe we should have rested.
Yeah.
Just like a thought I had.
I thought this is what you wanted.
How this happens. It's amazing how this happens.
Oh, man. That is a 30 on us.
Yeah, that hits.
Not a crit, though, right?
Your
AC, it's a crit.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You guys.
I might even get to play before you go down.
You guys having a good day?
12 points of piercing damage as the spear just goes through you. The other one comes at
not
you.
So bad.
Zephyr, yeah, I rolled real bad. 18, Zephyr?
Miss.
All right, so the other one strikes at Zephyr and misses, and now it is Buggles' turn.
Buggles is, he's just sitting there kind of warily eyeing the dog, and he hears this like, ah! And he...
Asta yells, it's a trap!
Yeah. And he hops straight into action.
I know!
I know!
Get up here!
All right, so he starts like running along the edge of the pit, and he's going to run up the stairs. And I think, yeah, he does, and he sees what's going on. He gets the situation, an eye on it, and there's not much he can do with one action. So he just, like, zoom, instinctively kind of raises his shield, and that's it.
Buggles runs to the top of the steps, raises his shield. It is
lethal. Why is everyone running into the room?
Because they don't listen. What else am I supposed to do?
It cannot be defeated with your sword. Get out of there.
Talitha, I'm going to remove.
I guess you don't have a sword.
No.
Talitha, you're no longer
wounded. Maybe your mind fire.
Yeah.
You're no longer wounded. No, because I was healed to full.
I had your conditions on from last time. All right, so it's your turn, Talitha. You see Buggles run up to the top of the steps, raise his shield. Brother Ramius standing at the bottom of the steps. Talitha and Zephyr are in the room.
Talitha will, she'll double move, basically, to get next to Brother Ramius. Be like, all of you, come down quickly.
Come down.
And can I, from where I am, I can't see any of the paintings, can I?
Oh, you can. Yeah, I'll say you can.
All right, then I'll do a recall knowledge, and I want to know how to stop the trap.
Okay.
You're going to roll it. What do you,
yes.
What did you say?
Arcana. Arcana, yeah.
Plus 10.
Yes.
Okay.
Nailed this. Come on.
It's a good number to have. Plus 10. It's immune to physical damage.
God damn it.
All right, so here's the thing. It has an AC. It also has a hardness. So the damage that they're doing might be superficial damage. You got to really smack it to get past the hardness to actually chip down its hit points. The only other way you can think of getting through this is to, like, dispel it or wait for it to deactivate and reset. But then you're still going to have to deal with it, with triggering it again. But then you'd have more time to try and figure out. Are there other ways besides dispelling?
Great. I share all this knowledge so that everyone can hear and still encourage everyone to come back down and get out of there before it doesn't eat.
Okay, Talitha.
And it is the end of round one. It now goes to...
like she's humoring us.
Round two.
Being a little patronizing.
It is Zephyr's turn.
Asta. You're going to run away with me.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'm going to run down the stairs.
For sure. Stairs, you say?
Stairs.
On it.
Okay, so...
There is no doubt Asta will run down the stairs.
Do you hear something?
Not at all.
Do you hear something on the wind?
Oh, God. Okay, so I double move down the stairs to where Brother Ramius and Talitha are.
Okay, and they don't attack you. You run right away.
Ramius and Talitha don't attack her?
Clothesline. Take a reaction.
Is that your action, Brother Ramius?
Yeah, that was my saved action.
I run Zephyr through. Heel turn.
You were bracing. Brother Ramius, do you do anything on your turn?
No, he will delay and just yell, get down. Come on.
All right, Asta, it is your turn.
Full round action attack. Just kidding.
First, yeah.
I'm going to run away. I'm going to fully disengage.
Fully disengage.
You just used Pathfinder 1E and D&D 5E in one round of
Dude, Baldur's Gate is ruining me.
I know. And the remaster, too. I was like trying to read stuff on my character sheet, and I was like, I don't know what that is, because they changed the name, and I'm confused now.
I just want to say, don't forget your bonus action.
Don't forget your bonus action. Bonus action. No. I'm going to fully...
You're going to get the hell out of there. Yeah. All right. Then you see that the artwork just like recedes into the wall, buggles where you are standing. It seems like you are not a target. That is where Asta was originally standing, right there at the top of the steps. But nothing attacks you, Buggles, and it is your turn.
Okay. This is with the shield up, this little like translucent blue disc. He just like sort of lowers it, and he's it turns around and just starts runs past his companions back into the back of the room.
Past your companions in the back of the room, and
the dog is waiting there.
Those of you sort of on the stairs or at the bottom of the stairs, watch over the next minute as the figures emerge, look for targets, come back into the wall, emerge, look for targets, come back to the wall, and then the trap resets and the room is silent.
Do they seem always tethered to their paintings, or can they step out and move around as they wish?
It didn't seem like they didn't do any movement towards them. It's hard to say, because like they were coming from everywhere. They were coming off the floor, off the wall. But the two that attacked you,
it seems like they have full movement to cover the whole room.
Yeah. But they weren't moving, but the room is covered in these things. Yeah. Like any of these could come to life is the sense you get.
Can I try an arcana to see if there's any way that we can
absolutely
deactivate this?
Mm-hmm.
If you do the honor,
yes,
sir.
Of course. Take some getting used to. Plus what six. Is your arcana plus six? You think that if there is a way for you to sort of blast the room with spells, you might be able to deactivate them.
Fireball?
Sounds made
fire.
Up. I mean, the room is also
scorched. Burned.
Scorched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Asta comes back down. She tells you that. She says, I think we should really rest. I have said it before. I'll say it again. There's a room's covered in traps. Perhaps we could dispel it later. But I'm very hurt now, actually.
Oh, come here.
No.
Come here. I got you.
No.
He's fine.
You look hurt here.
He's only healed me.
Get away
well,
from me.
So I'm like,
don't
fine.
Let him touch me.
It's fine.
Don't let him touch me.
I won't let you take me.
She sits down and she holds out. She shows her shoulder where she got a grievous wound.
He'll say, let's start with the magic this time. And he'll gently lay a hand on the wound and close his eyes and say a prayer under his breath. And this magical light infuses into you. And he will heal you for 10 points
helpful.
Of healing. And you still down?
Just two.
We're going to rest.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's okay.
Great.
Okay.
You haven't rolled an arcana. What's your arcana? Just to see if you have any. Now you are in the room.
Plus 5.
Yeah, you feel confident, as Buggles does, to if you were able to blast the room, get past that hardness or whatever, you might be able to chip it away so that
do I
activate.
When I look at my hand after I had touched the wall, is there ash?
Yeah.
Does she think that somebody did a fireball? Does she think like somebody blasted this room, or
it doesn't look like one fireball. It looks like a consistent like attack on the walls.
Mm-hmm. So this is
consistently attacking the walls out of like anger.
Can we infer then that this would not be like a permanent deactivation if you did this? It'd just be something to turn it off for a little while.
Yeah, it could be. No, it could be destroyed outright.
Okay.
I wonder. Okay. Asa
you guys
mentions
have a fireball or something. Like
that. I mean, I've got fire. I've got plenty.
I produce flame, but Asa mentions to the group. I believe Kanipo was kept in that room in the cage. If we recall from the painting, perhaps he's the one who burned it out of anger.
Perhaps. Yes,
that's an interesting theory.
Also, the bars were broken open.
What bars?
There's a cage. The bars are ripped open. The door's off the hinges. Obviously, he's out. I think we knew that. But it looks terrible.
Do you think he made the paintings on the wall?
That's what I don't know.
No, I think Asta's theory is correct, that this was a security measure to keep him in the cages, to be confronted with his past crimes.
And he blasted them.
Perhaps the elves themselves created these paintings.
If If only we kept
fill
that...
his head with, fill their head with nightmares.
If only we kept that bug alive, we could ask if they painted the walls. But we killed that bug.
Yes.
Good night, everyone. I will go to bed now. Bye.
She walks towards the noble bedroom.
Brother Ramius is like, I'm just so relieved when she goes to sleep.
She's a toddler.
So much less pressure on all of us.
Yes, like she's a toddler. Yes,
we have a nice evening to ourselves.
A few hours of chaos. A few hours of chaos.
A few hours of chaos.
She's so peaceful when she's sleeping. Yeah.
Drinks are on me.
She taps the bed for Buggles. There's room.
Yeah, she Buggles is, again, like with his eyes on the dog. It's just like kind of edging over towards the bed, and he crawls up. He hops up and like gets in next to it. Still can't take his eyes off the dog.
Buggles, perhaps you could tell the dog to keep watch for us.
Stay over there. Keep watch.
Yeah, I feel great. I'll keep Progress. Watch with the dog.
Don't bite her. Or any of us.
Good dog. Pat, pat. Don't touch it.
Stands at the door.
Buggles said to be nice to me, so pat, pat, pat. Pat, pat, pat.
Are you guys going to sleep in this room of death?
I went in the noble's bedroom. I'm in the
you're in there. Oh, look at you. There
I'm
you
in the nice bed.
Oh, you're laying on the bed.
And I'm burritoed up. As everyone else walks in, I'm fully under the covers, tucked in.
All right, so who's got first watch?
Zephyr does.
Zephyr's got first
with
watch?
The dog.
Zephyr's walking around, looking down in the pit. Sees all those bodies. Starts to feel like a little itch where the spike hits you. Goes away. Everyone else resting. You guys switch off.
I mean, we can let the dog do it. I mean, we can let the dog go for 5 hours. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And
oh, that's true. Dodge.
Dematerializes. Are there ever any... Is there ever any time when two of you are up at the same time? Or no, you're just keeping one up?
I mean, when we rotate.
Yeah, Buggles and I are both sleeping, so then we'll both be awake.
Okay.
And actually, when we wake up, when you wake up, you see that Buggles is not in the bed. You see that he, at some point, had crawled under the bed and is sleeping under there.
Oh. I look under the bed, and I take the blanket off, and I put it under the bed on Buggles, and I go back to sleep.
Maybe on Talitha's watch. Talitha, you're watching. At a certain point, you look over, see the dog standing at the door, and it just turns back into a statue. Small little statue on the floor.
Oh. I'll get it and
wrap it
in.
To feel like a god.
I'll wrap it up. I'll wrap it up in a cloth and have it ready to give back to Buggles.
Zephyr, while you're sleeping, you hear Brother Ramius's voice, and he's muffled and speaking very quietly, and you assume maybe he's up on watch and praying, but it continues enough so that you open your eyes and you see him in another place, standing in front of a casket. And he says, death comes for all of us in the end, some more sudden than others, sometimes unfairly. Ollie Harrison may have succumbed to the fever, but not before bringing so much joy and light to all of us. And as he's saying that, you look, and it's no longer Brother Ramius. It's the priest that was at the funeral. But you keep hearing the priest's voice intermingle with Brother Ramius's voice. And you look at him, and his visage keeps changing back and forth between the original priest, Brother Ramius, your teacher from back at the dojo. Like, the face keeps changing as you're watching. Something feels off. You've lived this moment,
You know Brother Ramius wasn't the priest presiding over this funeral. It was Lucky's funeral. There are people now around you. You can feel their presence. You slowly turn to look at them, and none of them have faces. There are just these people standing all around watching this funeral, but they are faceless, just nothing there, no features whatsoever. They all bow their heads. You walk towards one of them and kind of try to look under the face, and you see whiskers extending out from under the cowl, kind of like growing as you're looking. Maybe you risk leaning forward a tiny bit more to look, and the figure looks up at you, and it's Lucky. Lucky takes her cowl off, and I don't know, maybe you like grab her instinctively, but when you do, you realize that she's just a giant stuffed animal. And she just kind of stands there limply in your hands, and you just drop her, and the stuffed animal of Lucky hits the ground. It's like a child's plaything. Now it's just this size and not human size. All the other people standing there hit the ground and turn into little dolls. Their clothing, still like full-sized, hits the ground, and little dolls lay on this pile of clothing. Some of them look like practice dummies from back at your dojo. Some of them look like child's toys. You turn back to the priest, that priest's voice, Brother Ramius or someone else, and it's still talking, but there's no one there anymore. You still hear that voice somewhere, like from another world, perhaps, seeping in to this moment. And then that voice is interrupted by a knocking sound. It sounds so near and yet so distant, like maybe it's coming from the sky. And then you realize it's coming from the coffin.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
What do you do?
She looks over at the coffin, hears the knocking, slowly approaches it.
It's starting to get louder and a little more insistent, like like someone is trying to get your attention.
And maybe a bit more frantically versus, like, approaching it carefully, being like, oh, something's trapped in here, goes to open it.
You go to open it, and it's, like, sealed shut. You struggle. You can't get it open. You lean into it, I guess, to try to really get it open. The knocking is starting to get louder now, and you're trying to pull it open. The casket is shaking. You're trying to keep it up without tipping it over. And finally, the lid bursts open, and shards of wood go everywhere. You get knocked backward onto the ground, and you look up, and bursting up and out of the casket is a figure that looks like a monstrous animal. But as your eyes adjust to it, you realize it's not an animal. At least you think it isn't. It looks like a person wearing a horrifying mask covered in white fur with thick horns sticking out of the top. And it just floats there in space above the casket for a moment before lunging at you. And we'll see you next week.
I think Zephyr might be coming down with a cold.
No, don't worry.
What was on those spikes?
Quite the fever dream.
No, just a Girl Scout initiation.
A little mid fever dream cliffy?
Mid fever dream cliff?
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's join the NAISH.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.